Well, I wasn't surprised, JJ, in that Iran utilizes terrorism and assassination as a tool of their foreign policy. And they have a long history of carrying out these kinds of attacks. I was thinking about that in preparation for this call. I mean, you can go back to, the 1980 murder of the Iranian diplomat in Bethesda, Maryland, Ali Tabatabai.
It's my understanding that the operation involved a sleeper cell, a married couple in Belgium who lived in Antwerp. The man was found to be carrying 500 grams of TATP, a very highly explosive substance. What do you make of, one, the sleeper cell, and two, the tactics there?
The Iranians typically will put together operations in what is called third country operations. So, you have the target set in France. You have a Belgian couple, and here you have an Iranian diplomat in Austria. So that's par for the course there.
One of the things you mentioned in your comments was that there was an Iranian diplomat. His name is Asadollah Asadi. It turns out, according to some sources, and you may well know this, he was not a diplomat at all. In fact, the sources that I have spoken with tell me that he actually was the head of Iran's intelligence for all of Europe, which makes him a very dangerous man in this position. Would you agree?
Without a doubt. You look at the Iranian MOIS, they are a very sophisticated intelligence service and right up on the same par as the American CIA or the Israeli Mossad.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Strat4. The longer version at WTOP.com. Search National Security. J.J. Green, WTOP News.
Though some might disagree, I've watched them for 30-plus years now. The other fascinating aspect of this, J.J., that we still don't have clarity into, which I think adds a new wrinkle, is where did this first originate, meaning who initially tipped off the authorities to this plot? You know, was it the Israeli Mossad who has Iran at the top collection tier? Was it CIA or NSA? I wouldn't be surprised in the least if it was the Americans or the Israelis that collected this intelligence, which, started to make this unravel.
This was the second time this year that Rudy Giuliani had been a part of a target set for this organization. The first one was in Tirana in Albania during the Iranian New Year. I think it was in March or around that time frame. What does that tell you about him again being a target in this particular situation and the other Americans there?
I think you get back into the attack cycle with, in this case, the Iranian MOIS that's putting this together. Are they purposefully looking at these venues that perhaps has American dignitaries or American VIPs that are attending? Or is former Mayor Giuliani just in the wrong place at the wrong time? I've seen both of these kinds of things occur over the course of my professional career, so it's really hard to say.
One time is random. The second time is, you start to think twice, but maybe, and usually the third time, it's like, okay, this is not an accident. We haven't seen or we don't know about a third time. But when you look at this organization, when you look at the fact that it was the same cell of people that were involved in the Tirana plot and this one, does that change your thinking about this?
It would. It certainly would be at the top of my whiteboard looking at what is the nexus, why the laser fixation there, is there something else going on? The other variable here, JJ, which we don't have visibility into, and I don't think you would either, would be what exactly does the intelligence community have in support of this, meaning there's always more intelligence behind the scenes that would shed light into the specificity as to your specific question. So it's very well that it's highly probable that the CIA and the FBI already know the answer to that question, but we simply don't have the clarity into that.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Strat4. J.J. Green, WTOP News.